This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
It's always a privilege and an honour and an utter pleasure to bring you the Hour One Nugget and the Daily Devotional each day here on Worship Radio 247. We are looking at a series titled Draw Close to God. And today, we're at part 13. Last time, in part 12, we were looking at 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and verses 6 and 7. Today, we're going to concentrate on verses 8 and 9. This is what the Word of God says. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering you are. Such powerful words from Peter. We're now seeing something emerging here. You see, in verses 6 and 7, Peter's told us to humble ourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift us up in honor. And then Peter says, we are to give all our worries and our cares and our concerns over to him. Why? Because he cares for us. The Lord cares for us. Now Peter is saying, stay alert. Stay alert. You know, that's amazing. Stay alert. That means stop falling asleep. Stop being apathetic. It means be on top of your game. It means keep your eyes focused on Jesus. It means don't turn your eyes from the left to the right. We are protected, beloved. I know that we are protected by Almighty God, but there's a caveat, and that is that we've got to keep our eyes focused on him. If we start turning to the left or the right, or we start getting tempted to do this or that or the other, then we're taking our eyes off him. And if we take our eyes off him, we get what we deserve. That sounds kind of harsh, but it's true. We get what we deserve. I was talking to a wonderful new friend of mine, a guy called Marshall Cross, who is the pastor of a church in Glasgow. And he was telling me about the time when he was really sick, and the Lord told him he was a casualty of war. Well, I knew what he was talking about because the same thing happened to me. I'll never forget the day I was driving my car, headed toward home, and I suddenly began to cry. I'd been feeling really tired, really not good. And I was so tired. And I began to cry like a baby. And I didn't know why. I didn't feel depressed, but I just didn't know why I was crying. And I said, Lord, what's going on? And immediately the reply came back, you are a casualty of war. Now, when that happens, if you can imagine someone fighting in a war and they are injured, they are badly injured, they're taken off by a stretcher, they're put into a Red Cross ambulance, and they're taken to a field hospital. What happens there? The doctors begin to work on that person, and then they have rest and relaxation. You see, when you are a casualty of war, and perhaps you don't even know that you are, but when you're a casualty of war, you need to relax. You need that time where you can just be with God. Just lie down, relax. That doesn't mean to say that you're not being alert. What that means to say is you're recuperating, and you are recuperating under the auspices of Almighty God. In other words, He is protecting you because you've been injured. And you've been injured because you've gone up against the prowling lion and you haven't been ready for it. You have not been prepared for it. So you've gone up against this prowling lion. And this is what I believe about the prowling lion, beloved. I believe this lion is fierce. I believe that our enemy is fierce. I believe this prowling lion, as Peter calls it, is a prowling, roaring lion, but with one difference. This roaring lion has no teeth. Are you hearing me? This roaring lion does not have teeth because he cannot kill you. He cannot take you out because you are under the protection of Almighty God. But God is saying to you through Peter's word that you must be alert. Give all your cares and worries to Almighty God because He cares for you. The very next words out of Peter's mouth are these: stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. But he has no teeth, I'm here to tell you. He has no teeth. Verse 9 says, stand firm against him. That means don't shy away. He can roar. He can roar all he likes, but he can't do anything to you because you have the protection of your Heavenly Father, especially if you have already humbled yourself before Him. Especially if you have given God Almighty all your cares, your worries, your concerns. He can't do anything. All he can do is roar. I want you to imagine you're at the cinema right now. You're at the cinema and you're watching a 3D movie. And you got those special 3D glasses on. I can remember when they brought it out. I went to Disney World one time and it had just started to happen, this 3D. And you could see these animals and you could see these elephants, whatever it was. You could see them and you could almost touch them. And then comes the roaring lion. The roaring lion is roaring at you and is really scary. But it's a movie. It can't hurt you. It can come very close to you, but it can't hurt you. And in life, this is what it's like. The roaring lion can come close to you, but it can't harm you. As I've told you, imagine a roaring lion with no teeth. There's not a tooth in his head, and so therefore he can't hurt you. He might try to scratch you, but you can just jump out of the way. Stay alert, because you don't want to be hurt. Stay alert, because you've given all your cares and your concerns to Almighty God. Stay alert, because you have humbled yourself. I'm trusting that you've been listening to the word before, and you know that you need to be of humble appearance and humble countenance. You need to humble yourself. You need to stop thinking that you're somebody who is wonderful. You need to start looking at other people. You need to start looking at how they feel. That is how you humble yourself under God. And I love that when God says, humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, so that at the right time He can lift you up. What God is saying to you, you don't have to do this yourself. It is so difficult to change. Romans, the 12th chapter and verse 2, is amazing, where Paul is telling us to renew our minds, but not renew our minds the way you think that we need to renew our minds. In fact, I'm going to turn to it real quick. Let's go to Romans, the 12th chapter. Romans, the 12th chapter and verse 2, it says this. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Do you notice that? Let God transform you. In other words, when we humble ourselves, we are humbling ourselves under the mighty power of God. And now we see Paul saying, let God transform the way you think. In other words, we don't have to do it. We don't have to do it. All we've got to do is to allow Almighty God to do it. That's the amazing thing. We don't have to sit here and say, right, I really must change. I've got to be different. The way I am right now isn't right. I've got to change. I've got to be someone different, and I'm going to do that. But how do I do that? You don't have to. You don't have to humble yourself, full stop. You have to humble yourself under the mighty power of God. You have to transform the way you think. But you need to let God transform the way you think. That is the beauty of what God does for us. That is the beauty of who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ actually is. That is why I love Him so much, because He's not leaving it to me. He is leaving it to Him. Say that with me. He's not leaving it to me. He's leaving it to Him. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Well, now you can say, devil, you're not going to devour me. Say that with me. Devil, you are not going to devour me. Stand firm against him, against the evil one, against the roaring lion, and be strong in your faith. And remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering you are. That is so true. Look at where people are being persecuted. That's a roaring lion. And what do? They stand firm and they say, bring it on. This is where we need to stop being so apathetic. This is where we need to stay alert. And we need to be prepared to fight the roaring lion when we need to. Why? Because that is what the Word of God tells us to do. Stand firm against him, beloved, and be strong in your faith. Pray with me right now. Heavenly Father, thank you for humbling me. Lord God, help me to stand firm, to be alert. Father, Help me to be strong in my faith. And Lord God, I look to you now, and I look nowhere else. And I say, Lord God Almighty, I love you, and I adore you, and I worship you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.